Hello, I'm Nelson Olmsted. Today I want to tell you how a British novelist left his mark on sports fishing in the American West. First, here's Clint Gruber with a few well-spoken words about Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, Nelson has his storybook open. Here's today's chapter.
Whether the English novel called Barnaby Rudge by Charles Dickens is a literary masterpiece is not for us to decide. Suffice it to say that the book completely commanded the attention of an attractive young lady in Northern California during the 1870s. She was Alda McLeod, a 16-year-old miss who helped her uncle manage a popular summer resort near Dunsmuir, California. The resort, famed for trout fishing on the Sacramento River, was known as Upper Soda Springs Inn. One day, Alda's uncle, George Campbell, said to her,
"Say, that must be some book you're reading, Alda. You've had your nose in it all afternoon." Barnaby Rudge by Dickens. Well, it must be good."
Well, curiously enough, young Alda McLeod was impressed by just one character the author had created in his story, a lovely coquette who flounced through the pages of the book clad in gowns made of flower-sprinkled dimity. Being 16, Alda was quite aware of the fact that a popular fashion in women's dress had been inspired by this Charles Dickens character, and she was consumed by the desire to wear one of these fashionable gowns. Well, one day later that summer, a party of fishermen was returning from an expedition up the Sacramento River. Their creels were full of sleek, brightly speckled trout. As they crossed the lawn in front of Soda Springs Inn, one of them called the manager over and said,
What a day, George. Got 7 beauties. 4 of them out of that hole you showed me yesterday.
Well, spread them out in the grass. Let's take a look. Yes, sir. You can't beat those calico trout for good eating.
Oh, hello, Elder. My, don't you look pretty today? Well, gaily attired in a brand new dress of flower-sprinkled dimity in the latest style, Alda McLeod was indeed a sight to behold. Her dress was in the fashion suggested by the character Dolly Varden in the Dickens novel she had read. As the flashing trout on the lawn caught her eye, she noticed that they too were adorned with bright colors, and she remarked, "Why, they're just like my dress. They look like Dolly Varden." And one of the fishermen replied, "By golly, Elder, you're right. If that's a Dolly Varden dress, these are sure Dolly Varden trout." Well, the name must have traveled from Upper Soda Springs Inn on the Sacramento River in Northern California back home with the fishermen and then spread up and down the Pacific coast. Because from that time on, the brightly colored trout native to the streams and lakes of Western North America have been known as Dolly Varden trout. Today, as any experienced Isaac Walton will tell you, the colorful Dolly Varden trout will run as large as 12 pounds in streams. And in large lakes, such as northern Idaho's Lake Pend'Oreille, this great game fish has attained world record weights of 30 pounds and over. Oddly enough, few fishermen who land a gaily colored dolly have ever heard of the novel Barnaby Rudge, let alone the unusual quirks of fate which led from the Charles Dickens novel to a 16-year-old lass in a flowered dress, to a famous game fish, right here in Pacific Powerland.